Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 26th day of June 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high at 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just, man, I went outside. It is so beautiful. I mean, I hope they don't chemtrail it and ruin it, because what a beautiful, beautiful summer day. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Border agents suspend prosecution referrals for illegal border crossings. Well, I think we told you this was going to happen, didn't we? Well, we're going to get into it and get back here.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, border agents suspend prosecution referrals for illegal border crossers. This is from The Hill. But, you know, we already talked about this the other day when Trump wrote the executive order. I mean, he had to write an executive order to stop the tearing apart of them families. And I mean, but this is all, you know, it's one of those loopholes. We don't know, but none of us knows how the loopholes got there. Dang it. They're just there. And they always seem to work against us. You know, the thing is they can't deport those children. And they can't separate the parents from them. Hence, they can't deport the parents. I wonder who wrote that. Border Patrol agents have stopped referring adult immigrants who cross the southern U.S. border illegally for criminal prosecution, raising questions about the future of the Trump administration's, quote, zero tolerance policy. None of them is going back, people. We discussed this many times. None of them are going back. They're here to replace you. The only way they go back is if you send them back. The Associated Press reported Monday that Kevin McCallan, McCallan, the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said he ordered his staff to halt referrals after President Trump signed an executive order last week to stop the separation of migrants. And this is what this took him a week for this to filter through and everybody to say, oh, what he actually did, he just stopped the deportations and he reinstated the catch and release, because that's what you have to do. Because, we're going to hit you had the Supreme Court decision today. And that Supreme Court decision, we're going to hit, as soon as I get done with this article, we'll hit that before we even go to the next article. But there's a section in there, about the presidential authority to tell anybody they can't come in here. No matter what the reason, if it's against American interests. Well, I guess American interests aren't the interests of the people the American people, the American nationals. Obviously, our interests aren't synonymous with the American interest, or else he could just order this stopped. He could stop this invasion that he's now called an invasion. But, you know, this is all just, this is a production. It's all a game. It's all to move forward with the big agenda, which is, in the end, you know, us walking over to that ditch and everything being gone, because we just sat and watched it happen. Because we couldn't get around the curve. The Associated Press reported Monday that Kevin McCallum, the U.S. head of Borders and Customs, ordered his staff to halt referrals after President Trump signed in his executive order. McCallum said the zero-tolerance policy is still in effect. I love this shit. You have to love it, man. Still in effect, we just can't do it. The law's still there. We just can't enforce it because some communist judge, they put together some special kind. They had to make up a new word for this document that went through the admiralty courts and said that, well, just, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. What we're going to do, we're going to tell you can't separate the parents from the children. Then all they got to do is bring the children in with the parents. And I guess you can't throw the parents out either, then, can you?
But these private prison firms, Henry, are building these facilities and making a goddamn fortune off these fucking wetbacks. And it's not only that, but that they're being fed, and who's ever feeding them is making a bloody fortune. I mean, you know, it's just too much goddamn money being made.
Oh, yeah. It's an industry, Mark. We covered it yesterday. What did they say, $3.5 billion industry in this country now? But the next article we're going to hit is just going to really fry everybody's ass because it's something we've been talking about. And finally, I guess, you know, shit is pushed upward, you know, from the bottom. Like we've been covering, you know, the last couple of days about old Judge Napolitano trying to step up and tell us that a goddamn Mexican or somebody that just crosses our border has every right that we do. Well, I guess that'd be a good way to get rid of us, wouldn't it? But he had to back up and he had to back off on that yesterday, people. He came up on Fox News and he said, well, actually, that fifth article where it says person, well, they do have a right to due process, just not the same due process as the American people. They have a right to an administrative admiralty hearing, just like we told you here. This is how far they would go to try to push this, like to try to remove your procedural due process. Because when he said that, they have the right to an administrative hearing because they are held within the admiralty. God damn it, this isn't brain surgery. It isn't rocket science. But the bottom line here is that's what we're getting out here. So what it is like I was trying to tell you guys yesterday. You know, when they come in on these visas and stuff, they're in government custody. It is the government who brought them here. They didn't come in here and become one of us and then separate right from the government, like, you know, come into the world of the common law away from the government world. And that's really what you would do if you were immigrating into here. You would have to pass through that first layer that's there to protect us from people invading our country. And when they do issue these visas and stuff, I mean, it has gone completely amok coming in just to take what belongs to us blatantly in our faces, a big handful of these rich goddamn power barons. And we're just do as we please and do it right in your face. Well, you will until we hang you. You see, there is an end game here. At any rate, you know, pumping the fucking foreign labor in here and then, you know, under the visa programs and stuff, they're supposed to. Anybody comes in, see, it's supposed to be in our interest if anybody does come into our country, okay? Now, somebody wants to come here and they want to come in and see America, you know, like you'd like to go and see Europe and stuff, you know, tourist. Somebody wants to come as a tourist, you know, they could be granted a visa, but it's on the government to watch those people the entire time they're here. Make sure that when the time's up, they're gone. Most of the people who have gotten in this country, they come just let the visa expire. Nobody does anything about it, don't you know? Wonder why. But now we're back around here, you know, to this same bullshit, different day. And just like we told you, there's nothing they can't. I mean, you think those mainstream reporters who make $1 million a year, that they didn't know what we knew here? And why didn't they come up and just say that? Oh, because you got to trickle shit by, and a lot of people won't even look at that, and they won't know, and it'll take a long time for this whole information to disseminate out into the population, and by then we will have already be a fait accompli. We have already entrenched it again. They know this shit. Like we told you, this other article is going to show you that what we've told you is absolutely true. Trump he'd throw these fuckers out of here tomorrow. Ain't nothing nobody could do about it. It is within the powers of the executive of this country to stop an invasion.
Thing, Henry.
Yeah.
Trump's daughter Ivanka and her goddamn husband Jared is behind all this bullshit. She's the one conducting the orchestra here, that goddamn Ivanka.
Well, no, it's Jared Kushner, because in reality it's Netanyahu. And Jared Kushner, who grew up, you know, and Netanyahu slept in his bedroom when he was a little boy. Okay? He's I mean, he's like a goddamn member of their family, the Netanyahu family. Netanyahu's running your government. That's who's running it. Straight through fucking Jared Kushner. He comes and says, daddy-in-law, you goy boy. And he's not a goy either, because goddamn, like, Trump ain't a goddamn Jew. I'll eat my hat. They're all Jews. But he's giving him the marching orders from Tel Aviv, no doubt about it. And, you know, just like them throwing the Africans out of their country. Oh, you can't. Man, they have a culture. They have a right to their goddamn culture and their way of life. You can't. Hey, these Africans aren't going to mess it up for them. You just take them, dump them over in America. Dump it where we dump the trash, is in America. Anyways, back into this. The Department of Justice. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I couldn't get that, Mark. It was kind of broke up.
Jared made $83 million
last year. Yeah, I'm sure it was all honest money, too. The Department of Justice implemented the controversial policy in April. Attorney Jeff Sessions said immigrants who crossed the U.S. border illegally would be criminally prosecuted as a result. You know, I guess once they get into our societies, you can't do it either, you know? Because, I mean, what the fuck's the difference? You got one of these illegals living in the house across the street from you. He's got two kids. The son of a bitch robbed your house. You catch him and you call the cops and go, shit, can't take him to jail. Why, Bill? It'd be breaking up the family. Is this how this is supposed to work, people? I mean, what's the difference? Breaking one law or another law, do you think? I mean, well, hell, we know what the answer is, don't we? But there it is, right there in front of you. Mexico border illegally would be criminally prosecuted as a result of the policy. Children would be separated from parents who were taken into custody. So what they're telling you here is we can't take these people into custody for a crime they've committed because we cannot separate them from the children. However, if you're, I mean, I guess when they get down in your neighborhood, and things are going to be different, or it's going to be the same thing. Oh, yes, he did rob your house. Oh, there's your property over there in, you know, in the trunk of his car. There's your property, but hey, you know, damn it, we'd like to do something, but we can't. We can't separate these people because they're a special species. They're different from you. Now, if you steal some of that son of a bitch's property and it's over there, oh, you go to jail. Oh, your kids, they go to child protective services and then down to the foster home with the pedophiles in it, you see? That's what they're trying. I mean, and this is all going to flow together with this next article. You're going to see, I mean, like I said, the curve, what curve? The backlash from both sides of the aisle. The backlash from, I love this shit. Oh, they, that big production they put on. Oh, the, like anybody. I mean, I know, I don't know nobody that didn't say, just shoot them fuckers out of here. No, the both sides of the aisle. You know the elite who want these, got the slave labor force in here and want us down to being peons and coolies. Both sides of the aisle. Man, it's just like they never had nothing against one another. Trump's, amid backlash from both sides of the aisle, Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday to stop family separations despite repeatedly claiming only Congress could have addressed the issue. And we're going to show you where he absolutely could address the issue, where he could stop this shit. But this is the game they're playing with you. A bit good cop, bad cop, and they even switch roles every other week. And then that's a good cop, that's a bad cop. And meanwhile, man, you're taking it up the yazoo. It's like we talked yesterday about, you know, voting for these people, voting these people in. You're gonna take my job? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna lose my property? Yeah, okay. I'm voting for you. You think that was a clear contract, people? I mean, full disclosure, I think they call that. Cause I don't. The Department of Homeland Security has since confirmed it knows the location of each of the more than 2,000 children separated as a result of the policy and is working to reunite them with their families. However, the department did not lay out a timeline for when that might occur. Well, we get that done as quick as possible. Spare no expense. Those American goddamn coolies and plebes and peasants, you keep sending the money here to take care of the foreigners. They give to the foreign son of a bitches who come for everything you have. Now, we were going to look at that one part. Maybe I can find it here, hopefully. And it's on this.
MS-13 gang members are dropping these kids in Mexico, then they give them to a couple to run the kid across and pretend like it's their kid. I mean, you know, they're not even checking this shit.
Oh, I know. Let me see here. Okay, here it is.
I mean, you know, MS-13, they want to build their thing over here, man.
They have. They're here, man. Come on. We paid to fly them here in airplanes. to get them here and get them established. I guarantee you. I mean, how do you think they got established? Somebody, they had to get a house. They had to get, so you can have a crack house, you got to start with a house, or a house of prostitution, you have to start with a house. They had to get it. And, you know, you think about, I see people starting out in life here, you know, young people, hard working, a man struggling to even rent a goddamn house, and just struggling to get by. And here these son of bitches move in next week, they're driving brand new cars and shooting people and cutting people up. Man, it's almost like it's being accommodated. Here's that law. In 1952, federal law, the Immigration Nationality Act, passed in the midst of the Cold War fear over communist influence. I mean, communist infiltration. I mean, it was all over. I mean, the things we fought two goddamn wars over that, didn't we? Historically gives the chief executive broad authority. It reads in part, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States. Look what they have done to our people. Has it been detrimental to us? I guess we're not a part of that United States, is what they're trying to tell us here. He may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, that could be 8 years, okay, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, as in refugees, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. And that's all they're going to look at it. He just put the restrictions on the Muslims coming in. That's all we're going to talk about. He has the authority. He's had the authority all along. He could shut this shit down today. It is not the intent. You were lied to, man. And goddamn it, they're pouring over the border. And we're going to go to the next article. Because I want to jump into it. Let's see, where were we here? Un segundo. Okay, here we go. Almost there. All right. Migrant children enjoy higher standard of living than most American kids. Now, you think you're not being portrayed? You think that these son of a bitches are looking out for your interest? These people who are supposed to represent you? How can this be? This is from the Daily Conspiracy, sent in by Skywalker. In a stunning new government report conducted in the 2017 fiscal year, migrant children crossing illegally into the United States, either alone or accompanied by an adult, enjoy a higher standard of living than the average middle-class American child. What about the poor children in this country? They're living better than our middle-class children. How much better are they living than our poor children in this country? I told you, brand new clothes, I see toys, I see, goddamn, it looks like goddamn Wonderland to me. Fat-ass bitches walking, you can tell they're hungry, ain't been eating good. My God, people. However, here's where it becomes even more astonishing. Their standard of living is nearly 3 times greater than their native-born American counterparts. They have a 3 times better standard living overall than our people do. How do you like that? Because you're the ones out there that are paying for this. It is coming from your resource. It is coming from your work. You are paying. I mean, where in this planet would people put up with this? People with no arms would go up against their goddamn governments over this kind of shit. You're seeing them do it in Europe. In 2017, nearly 41,000 immigrant children crossing into the United States were referred by the federal government into a government-sponsored program called the Unaccompanied Alien Child Program. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Free Walmart! This program is designed to rapidly coordinate with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Moreover, according to just-released government data reported by Breitbart News, the migrant child entering illegally cost the American taxpayer roughly $35,000 annually. One kid, that's how much we're paying. We can't give to our own children, but we're forced at gunpoint to hand it over to these foreign fuckers. Almost 3 times greater than the average standard of living for an American middle-class child. The astounding report is supported is supported when referenced against additional data from the Consumer Expenditure Survey conducted in 2015, which found that a typical American middle-class family of four will spend about $13,000 annually on a child, with a family income between $59,200 to $107,400. The study commissioned by the USDA is also known in years past as the Cost of Raising a Child Survey, which has been tracking the annual cost of raising a child since 1960, examining annual expenses within a changing economy from household income, budgetary component, and region of the country. However, even more astounding is the number of American children under 18 living in abject poverty. Roughly 13.2 million, and that's a lion-ass number. That's the ones that they you know, that are forced onto food stamps and shit that they have to. It's like they're the ones who can still get a benefit. Just like with the unemployment. Once you've been pushed clear out under the carpet and into the scum, they don't even count you as a number anymore because they got little brown people to count down at the border. 13.2 million that the bleeding heart politician seems to have ignored in favor of refugee children across crossing into America illegally. And this is what we've been saying, isn't it? But I mean, maybe it means something if somebody significant maybe said it. Here we got the Daily Conspiracy. Maybe they're significant. But the bottom line here is, hell yes. What the hell? I mean, we're watching this. I mean, this should be more than people could take. And to tell me that there's some kind of curve here, do you guys see a curve anywhere in any of this shit? Because I don't. This looks pretty cut and dry. The government considers a household of four individuals with a combined annual income of less than $24,000 to be living in poverty. And man, I'll tell you, I think there's more of them than anybody else. Now consider for a moment the current hysteria regarding the immigration issue compared to the horrific way our government treats an impoverished American family. Imagine for a moment if those same numbers were reversed. Rather than allocating almost $35,000 to an unaccompanied minor crossing our border illegally, taking that $10,000, which is the dollar difference between the poverty level in America and the high standard of living afforded to an illegal alien child, and giving those taxpayer funds to those Americans in need. Then you'd be goddamn. Look at how they do that, too. You got people like Paul Ryan and these people. We need them. They're just all sitting on their ass, don't want to do anything. We need to take their food. We could cash it in and give it over to the industrial war complex. But when it comes to these foreign motherfuckers who came here, they've done nothing here. They have no right here. Even Napolitano had to walk it back because they have no goddamn right here. Absolutely none. And you look at those dirty old American people. Come on. You can't see this shit for what it is. That corporate son of a, what it is, those little brown people, they don't own this country. They got no hold on it. So if you could bring them in as your workforce and put the fucking, the American nationals, and they're of all colors, and take them down to the goddamn ditch and put them in the ground, I guess the country could be yours. You could say, it's always been mine. My great, 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 great granddaddy's friend in Washington gave it to us. And there's nobody to dispute it because we're all in the goddamn ground, man. I mean, you got to consider the possibilities, I suppose. Oh, where were we here?
Well, another thing, Officer Henry, the family comes across, okay, and they got two kids. Okay, so the parents die. What if the parents die? Those kids go right into foster care.
You mean, they come over here with no adults whatsoever, Mark? They're shipping them over here. You look at it like this. You're down in some place like Honduras. You're one of the rich families that run that fucking joint, okay? And you got the money rolling in. Only you got this population. And no matter what they say, look at the fat asses. They're getting fed down there. I'm telling you that much, okay? Look at them. They're not hungry. So they gotten food and they're probably putting no drift over there. How much if you got a surplus of any kind of, they say that what we're human resources. If there's a surplus of human resources on the market, then somebody's got to pay to keep them on the shelf, right? Because they have to be maintained. They're not like a cog that you can put up on the shelf in Greece and come and get it 10 years later. This resource has to be maintained. And if you've got a glut of that resource, if the slavery has been unleashed around the planet through this international trade, this open trade across the border, across every border, then you have a glut of that product, okay? That product, which, I mean, sick as it is, a human resource. And to keep that human resource sitting idle costs money. It's like in a trucking business or anything else. So what they're doing is they're taking that goddamn draw. These rich people in Honduras, see, they're making deals up here. They give a big kickback to these bastards up here. They get a pocket full of money. It ain't going to cost them a nickel. But they send their fucking refuse up here. Oh, and then they delay a big media campaign up here. Oh, this poor, and you're just a son of a bitch and racist if you don't want to take these goddamn, their refuge and fucking deal with it. That's the bottom line. Once they're dumped here, I guarantee you, see, they're not costing them. They're getting millions and millions coming into the son of a bitches, and it's part of the payoff to the son of a bitches here to send them over here for the American people to fucking take it, to take in, so they can take what's ours. We talked about the fucking going on down there. I mean, what the hell, these people down there, they're just screwing and they're having kids, and what's their expectation? We're held as Americans. They tell you, you're responsible for everything. You're just got to be a responsible person. What about these bastards? What is it? You're just screwing and shitting kids out with the intent that you're going to send them up to America so that you can take a hunk of my country? Really? We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now to put the flow. problems. No one to examine now. From a world of pain. That's the way that it goes when you're down here with the rest of us.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion down here with the rest. And there ain't no goddamn buddy. I mean, what they're calling the middle class in this country, they have whittled it down so far that it would have been, you know, the working class. It would have been the upper working class. But here we are, man, talking about, you know, just how much can of our, what is ours can be handed to these son of a bitches. Right now, Paul Ryan, I mean, they keep coming up and they're talking about cutting the welfare for the Americans because they're all sitting on their ass because they won't work like a goddamn Mexican. They won't work like a goddamn Chinaman. Oh, they got some idea this is their country and they don't have to be a slave. Senior editor-at-large Joel Pollack documented the comfortable living conditions that an illegal alien child receives. While I'm reading this to you, I want you to think about the little American children dirty living in tents across this country. Once they cross the border unaccompanied, which includes lodging, meals, clothing, medical care, education, recreation, counseling, and an array of other social services. Perhaps even more astounding, if that's even possible, in just 2 years, immigration officials released over 100,000 unaccompanied children into the United States, and they're hacking your children up now as I speak. I mean, and they got nicer clothes on when they're doing it, too. You know, this is like an ongoing crime. You know, it's like you're watching somebody come in and tote your shit off. You know, they're coming in and emptying out your garage, and you see them, and you're just sitting there in a chair. You're going, damn, that's illegal, right? Yeah, used to be. And you just, people, we're just sitting here watching this shit go down. This is, I mean, no people would stand for this. It should be pitchforks and rakes, man, at this point in the ballgame, even if you didn't have guns. So goddamn, if you got guns, man, what a delinquent crowd we are. Perhaps even the astound, okay, we did that. Current law requires immigration officials to turn over unaccompanied children crossing the border to the Office of Refugee Resettlement within 72 hours, and man, you better fucking do it, because these people are important. They're not like the American nationals who own the goddamn joint. They're these nobody, nothing, insignificant people. The Office of Refugee Resettlement must then promptly, in quotation marks, place them in the least restrictive setting in the best interest of the child. CIS Director of Policy Studies, Jessica Vaughn, said in a recent interview, the surge of minors and families from Central America has been growing, going on for nearly 6 years and shows no signs of abating because they're not touching it. They're not doing it. Oh, Trumpy's going, oh, we're going to get them bad dudes. They're pouring across your border. They're taking everything you got, but we're going to get them bad dudes. And if goddamn Congress can give this country away to them if they want to. It is the most urgent border security issue that needs to be resolved. You think? adding, the placement of these children has been a fiscal disaster for communities that have had to absorb them, mainly because of the impact on the schools, which have struggled to deal with the sudden arrival of so many ill-prepared kids and no new funding. And, man, you're paying $35,000 a year, and we're needing some more funding here, people. Maybe your kids could just do without food for these fucking foreigners. What do you think? Moreover, one can't help but wonder about our own American-born children living in poverty. How can one just can't help but wonder about them? Many within the inner cities of America, many across the goddamn open spaces in 10 cities. I mean, they want to, you're not going to confine this or pigeonhole it into the inner cities, man. These goddamn 10 cities are across this nation, struggling to survive. Perhaps no longer of a concern to those politicians who've exploited them for decades for their own political gains. Yeah. We want a slave force here, all right? Okay, we got into Trump and the Supreme Court decision. You know, like we said, you know, we read the significant part of it. The fact that he could, in this tomorrow, he could have done what he said the first day, but the idea of an international billionaire elitist getting rid of slave labor. I can't believe anybody fell for that one. Now let's see how they're treating us. State bans guns that hold more than 10 rounds. Citizens told to surrender them or become criminals. This is from the Free Thought Project, sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The state of New Jersey, which is known for its strict gun laws, has tightened regulations with new legislation that gives citizens, 180 days to surrender all firearms and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And if they are caught with the newly illegal contraband, they will be treated as criminals, harshly as criminals, ripped from the bosom of their family, their children put in foster homes with pedophiles because, hey, they're just those American national scum that have no rights in this goddamn country. The new rules are courtesy of Assembly Bill 2761, which was recently passed by the state. The bill's purpose is to reduce maximum capacity of ammunition magazines to 10 rounds, and the text states that citizens will have 180 days to comply. We wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's a blatant fucking violation. And, you know, here you got all this money being spent on these fucking foreigners while these goddamn local communist collectives are trying to take your goddamn guns away from you. A federal army should be sent in and everybody involved in this arrest and took it out and fucking hang, period. If that goddamn federal government they sold you back in 1789, if that was something, the real thing that they were just insisting it was back then, that's what would be happening right now, people. But no, that's the head of the goddamn snake. The new rules are courtesy, oh, we did that. A person who legally owns a semi-automatic rifle with a fixed magazine capacity exceeding 10 rounds or a large-capacity ammunition magazine, which is capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition, may retain possession of that rifle or magazine for a period not to exceed 180 days after the effective date of this act. Boy, peasant, peon. During the 180-day period, the bill states the citizen can get rid of their firearms. It makes, man, you talk about somebody talking. I mean, hey, the government up for and by the people, you say, huh? This is a dictatorship. This is a military dictatorship right in your frickin' face. And, hey, man, are you guys going to turn them over? New Jersey, are you going to turn them over? They can get rid of their firearms and magazines by, number one, transfer the semi-automatic rifle or magazine to any person or firm lawfully entitled to own or possess that firearm or magazine. Oh, you can turn it over to the cops. They can have it. You can turn it over to their institutions. They can have it. It's just you as American national, as one of their citizens. You're not allowed to have it. They're telling you you're not allowed to have that gun. I mean, again, is there some kind of curve here I'm missing? I don't see where a curve could exist, do you? Render the semi-automatic rifle or magazine inoperable or permanently modify a large capacity ammunition magazine to accept 10 rounds or less. Voluntarily surrender the semi-automatic rifle or magazine. No, that's one you never get from me. The bill also includes a detailed process for citizens who choose to, quote, voluntarily surrender their newly illegal firearms and magazines to police. It states that in order to surrender the weapon without being convicted of a crime. Now, listen to this shit. Man, they are spitting. Spitting. They took that son of a bitch down. They put it down. They squatted down. They're shitting on your Bill of Rights right in front of you. And you're going to, and you know what? You're going to sit there and endure the smell, and they're going to rub your fucking nose in it when they're done. This is blatant in your face insurrection against the people's rights. Citizens must, see, if you don't want to be convicted of a crime, this is what you're going to have to do to get rid of your lawful property. You're going to, the citizen, I mean, they love using that word because they know what it means, even if the dumbasses out here don't. You citizen subjects must give written notice, which includes the proposed date and time of surrender. You're going to make an appointment to hand your fucking firearms over, you idiots. That's what they did, I think, in Russia, wasn't it? They came and surrendered their guns, and then they took them out back and put a bullet in their head. And the weapons must be given to the superintendent or the chief of police in the municipality in which the individual lives. You would go over there to your master, to your better, to your custodian. And you would hand your rifle over to your custodian, and you would bow, and you would lick his feet, and you will crawl away, and maybe he'll let you. The Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, I love these phony fucking organizations like the NRA, Rifle and Pistol Clubs is fighting back against the legislature. They're fighting back. How they fight? They're going out there and they're shooting these goddamn traitors and hanging them for blatant goddamn violation infringement upon the second article, right? No. They're fighting back against the legislation by filing motions in the U.S. District Court of Admiralty of New Jersey to block enforcement of the law on the basis that it violates the Second Amendment. You don't even know what the Second Amendment is, these ignorant curs. Scott Back, the group's executive director, told the Washington Free Beacon that they are fighting back against the new law because they believe it will be ignored by criminals and madmen. There's your constitutional argument. There's your Bill of Rights argument. There's your second article argument. It'll be ignored. Them criminals just ignore it, so you got to get rid of it, okay? That's my law I'm bringing forth. And will only affect infringement, embracing gun owners who are turned into criminals because of its existence. This is their argument, people. Not that you cannot touch that son of a bitch, that you are in violation of the federal Bill of Rights, and that a federal army should be here prosecuting you under goddamn war crimes. But no, what we're going to do here, we got some attorneys working on this, okay? And these are very smart and knowledgeable men of the attorney. And our argument is it'll just be ignored by the criminals and madmen. Damn it. Don't you see it? Can't you just see it? That's why you can't do it. Not because I have a goddamn right you can't touch. It's because it'll be ignored by criminals and madmen. And only affect infringement embracing IGMOs like me. Buy it yesterday, ban it today, go to prison tomorrow. It's the New Jersey way. Can't fight City Hall. Enough slogans. Time for some goddamn hangings. And the goal of our lawsuit is to boot this law, which makes no one safer, into a trash heap of history where it belongs, Buck said. We're going to boot this law. It don't make nobody safer, and that's why you can't do it. Because it just gets for criminals, and that's why you can't do it. No, I actually know why you can't do it. And man, this just emphasizes the ignorance. And who's out there? You got some significant people out here who are going to lead the way to defend your rights with bullshit like this. This is why this has gone on this far. The people who would have the knowledge to stand there and say, and just write a writ and say, come get him, we'll kill you. You will never even know who those people are until the goddamn war is going. Those who choose to protect themselves and their families and resist this legislation by holding on to their weapons will be charged with a fourth-degree felony and face up to 18 months in jail and $10,000 fine for exercising your second article right. Shall not be infringed, period. This legislation is just one of several bills that have been passed in New Jersey recently with the purpose of increasing gun restrictions in a state that is already known for its strict gun laws. Governor Phil Murphy signed the bill into law earlier this month, which are all target bills, bills, plural, okay, which are targeted at increasing gun control by expanding background checks, adding increased restrictions to concealed carry. You see, they got all these background checks there. Everybody, well, let's look at this. I mean, this next article ties into this one, too, because they are, you know, that you got to have a permit to just to have a gun. So they know where every fucking gun is, you see, people. Here in New Jersey, those people, if they have their gun, if they have been law-abiding, infringement-embracing up to this point, they know where every gun is, and they know what that gun is, and they know where the clips are. So it'll be no problem for them to find you when they come to get them. So the only question here is, you're just going to hand them over? And boy, you better be careful if you do. There's a procedure for giving away that property. You will go and you will beg the magistrate just to please take it away. It's too frightening. You should walk up and just blow his fucking head off. He is goddamn, he is deserving of a bullet through the head. This is high treason. This is a goddamn insurrection against the people. But we'll see what happens. Murphy signed the bills into law last month, which are targeted at increasing gun control by expanding background checks, adding increased restrictions to concealed carry permits, and establishing a red flag system where individuals, I love this one here, listen, I mean, this ain't mom, dad, but where an anonymous tip, maybe, system where individuals can report people who they believe are dangerous, and those suspects will have their firearms temporarily seized by the police, and they'll give them right back once they get their dirty, rotten, thieving-ass parasitic hands on. They'll just, man, then we'll do, then the due process, like Trump said. And this is that bullshit coming to fruition. They won't push it out. And I mean, the states right now, people under what we're supposed to have, what we were sold in 17 and 89. The federal government should be, I mean, locking this down. This is blatant in your face. It's written. I mean, they're publishing this shit. They're doing this shit. That's why, I mean, this is the ironic part of it. That's why you were supposed to agree to have that dirty son of a bitch in federal government. Something like this might happen. Somebody might come, a large power might come, an outside power might come and try to take these rights away from you. That's why we need this defense mechanism, knowing, and that's all it is. It's a defense mechanism. It's here to defend your rights, to make sure nobody ever touches them. That's what it's here for. What's it here for now? Oh, that's right. It's for aiding invasions into your country, for eating out your substance, for, well, for buying 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition to finish the fucking job when it gets to that point. This is, I mean, like I said, you know, I beyond tolerance, I think about it now, you know, it's only been a few weeks when they were talking about all these people and their learning curves and stuff. Everybody's backed away from it. I mean, goddamn, you want to look retarded along with them is what it's come down to. But I think back on that, and it is just goddamn laughable. It is laughable to suggest it, that anybody doesn't understand. I mean, one of the people, I can't remember, Jim in Illinois, or somebody came up on the morning intelligence report this morning, was talking with that goddamn Tater and telling him it ain't a good thing, Jim. It ain't a good thing. Tater is a fucking traitor, because he can look at what I'm looking at here just as easy as I can and see this is full-blown insurrection against our people. You do not cooperate with these people, and you sure as hell don't join with them with the notion I'll change things. And you don't bring out consent by saying, go out there and vote. This is right here what we're talking about here, people, is what you're giving consent for. When you sign that goddamn ballot, when you sign onto that voter's rolls, this is what you're giving consent for. They can tell you, oh, look, over here, we're going to have a tax break for the rich and pay for it. We'll get them poor people. We'll get all that money and we'll give it to our rich guys. And that's what it's for. And you can be, oh, I'm going to be with them because, hey, they got the money. But the bottom line is, this is what you're consenting to. This here, if you had the federal government that they tried to boast and tried to sell you back, go read those Federalist Papers. This is what they were selling you, is so that this could never happen to you. That's what that was created for. That's what you paid for. That's what you were going to pay out of your country's wealth to have, so this could not happen. This very thing we're talking about right here, right now.
Henry, Katie.
Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, thank you. I'm to the point. It's fucking cowardice, period. That's
Can't
all it
be
is.
Anything
and another
else.
Thing, there was a militia town hall meeting, I think, when I believe it was Jim, You may have been listening, I don't know. But anyway, it was brought up how the Micro Effect was having problems getting their satellite up, this and that, and how there's people, and I'm sure they were talking about you. Well, I think it was this Jim guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he calls into your show, too. But anyway, he says, now nobody said who it was that was, you know, hindering it, but it was, he said, oh, well, maybe they're co-opted. And I'm thinking, the guy knows it's about, you know, I don't know, just wishy-washy. This Jim guy, he's the guy that calls in all the time, but, well, the law says this, and, you know, I think that's the same Jim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, so it's like, I don't know, where's your backbone? Why are you wavering? Why do you go there and say this and come over here and say this, you know?
It don't make no sense to me. None of it does, except to the point that, you know, either, I mean, like what we're looking at here, I mean, everybody should just read this. There shouldn't be no programs, anything. Everybody just know this and just go deal with it.
This is
beyond blatant. This is like not hearing about somebody being raped, but watching it.
Exactly.
It's happening in motion right in front of your face, and you're standing there watching it, man. This is a shame on our people. It really is a dirty shame on our people.
Absolutely. I mean, I shake. I mean, it's like if I could fucking take the whole ball on Henry, I would. I'd go out.
I know you would.
I mean, I'm gonna fuck. So I was talking to somebody this morning about the income tax. You know, they said, well, the Bible says, you know, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I said, well, yeah. The question is, what's Caesar's? Is it everything you make? Is it all, you know, what is it? Oh, well, you know, and I said, well, you guys ought to, you know, you ought to get educated and start filing it. Oh, well, Mark would never do that. I said, well, why not? Oh, well, he already knows about it. He had a friend that, you know, was fighting the IRS and, you know, said, I said, he doesn't know nothing. I said, either that, if he knows and he's not doing it right, he's a coward. I mean, it's cowardice.
That's what
it comes down to.
Stand
up while you can.
But
you're not going to be able to stand up for nothing.
It's cowardice in their feathered beds, man. It's the people, you know.
And they got some feathered beds, let me tell you.
Oh, buddy.
They want to protect everything they got. It's like, whatever.
Well, that's what it is, Katie. You know, people, they know how bad it is. But, you know, what it's come down to, I mean, with, like, the TVs and the stuff and all this entertainment and the government all but wiping your ass if you're the right kind of people and the other people paying for the ass wipings. But it's come to the point where people, that they got like little spots of time, you know, they got like a couple of hours in the afternoon or something where they can just go and hide and, you know, turn the TV on or whatever the entertainment device is. And it just, they can escape from, that's good enough. That's good enough.
Yeah, how about go on vacation?
Oh, hello.
I mean, go on vacation, you know, a week in Alabama at Orange Beach. It's like, oh yeah, right. Okay. Vacation. That's an unheard of word around here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I hear people talking about me.
Yeah.
Put words in my mouth that ain't there.
Well, I heard you this
right,
morning.
Let me tell you something.
Loud and clear.
I'm going to tell you something. When I talked to that guy this morning, keep it in context. I says, okay, good. I'm glad you're doing that. But, however, you're up against criminals. And I don't see how that's going to work, and we're going to end up stopping a mud hole in their ass.
Well, that's exactly what you
all
said,
right,
but then on the
said.
Same time, on the same
now,
time, hey,
now,
turn his
now,
ass
now,
off, Laura.
Say.
Turn his fucking ass off. You ain't going to do it here,
say.
Buddy. You ain't got what it takes.
Hey, I got something else.
Fuck you.
You
turn him off. Turn his ass off. Turn his ass off. Fuck you, whore.
Shut up.
You come you shut me up, motherfucker. Fuck. You ain't got what it takes, boy.
Oh, you want a bet?
I fucking tell you right now. You go, why can't you turn this cocksucker off? All right. No, he said what he said. The bottom line is you go out and vote. You're acquiescing to what I'm reading you here. That's what we're talking about. You advocate for anybody to vote. You are advocating for treason. There's only one way out of this, and by going down all these other goddamn roads and looking at all this other shit and playing these games, we're not going to get there. And acquiescing to somebody like John Tater. John Tater is a traitor. He's in bed with them. You go and you join with those son of a bitches. You go in there and you become a part of their system, and you are one of them. You're a traitor. Well, we made it to the top, guys. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches. And until then, don't take their shit. And that is The Word from the Trenches.